Hello and welcome to Trust Your Glitter Podcast. This is Christy and I am here with kind of a late night record. I wanted to record when the energy felt right, so welcome to Trust Your Glitter. I'm going to talk about the astrology for April 15th through the 21st. Now, we are a week out of the total solar eclipse, so I do wish everybody had an amazing total solar eclipse, however you celebrated or enjoyed that eclipse, and hopefully a lot of insights came your way. I know a lot of things are happening in the world right now, and it is kind of part of this series of eclipses, but it's also part of kind of the change in society that we're seeing as a whole. So we're looking at macrocosm and microcosms at the same time, and astrology can really help us as a tool to kind of experience that energy. So I do want to acknowledge that this is a rocking time in the universe, and this week doesn't let up. It's also one of the biggest weeks in 2024. So we had, I would say, our biggest dates so far are January the 20th, April 8th, and then April 20th. So we're going to head into that this week, but I want to kind of touch on the fact that we open up the week with a first quarter moon in the sign of Cancer. So April 15th, which in the US is tax day, we open up the week with a kind of an action-oriented moon, and in Cancer is related to the home front. So with everything that happened this weekend with Iran and the strikes on Israel, I do want to also note that the moon herself shifted out of the void phase in about 2 hours, give or take, later is when the strikes got released. So basically that drones were on their way to Israel, that at least when that tweet went out. And so I checked to see where the moon was at the time, and it was after the moon shifted over into Cancer. And a lot of the times I find Cancer moons are very much associated with war and battle. And for example, the United States is a Cancer. Take it or leave it how you want to view that. But the United States is July 4th, 1776. So this is a country that knows war very well and was built on war. And, you know, whichever side you're on, from an astrological standpoint, you know, I do think it's interesting that we're opening up this week with a first quarter moon, kind of reflecting defending territories and home fronts. So on a personal level, the lunar energy opening up the week is asking us, generally with a moon like this, you want to go inward. And generally with energy like this, I would recommend taking time and reflecting on your home. But this is actions related to homes in general, actions related to your living space, actions related to what makes you feel nurtured and comforted. So this is really a lot of actions around, it can be wellness and self-care, but I do feel like there's a lot related to homes and home fronts at the beginning, the top of the week. So I want to say that as well, because there's not a lot of transits. We're going to get into the aspects of the week. That is when the planets communicate with one another. But transit-wise, we do enter a new astrological season on April 19th at 10 a.m. sharp Eastern Standard Time. The sun enters the sign of Taurus. So we will be in our last few days of Aries season. So I want to say happy birthdays, Aries, that have your birthdays at the end of Aries, and happy birthday, Taurus. Welcome to your season. And Taurus is the sign of the bull. And holding that energy of being strong in your resolve, really knowing yourself, knowing your creativity, knowing what you want, knowing what feels good to you. Often the sign associated with luxury, finances, just all things nice, really taking care of yourself. And Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus, so Venusian energy, that sacred, divine, feminine energy. So this is going to be a season that's very interesting, and we open up this Taurus season with a very poignant aspect, and I'll get into once I go through the aspects as well. But I also want to note, you know, this week on the 20th, we have at 10:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Jupiter, the planet of spiritual expansion, aligns in the sky with Uranus, the planet of chaos, and kind of shaking us up. So in Taurus, being an earth sign, I'm very interested to kind of reflect on what that means as a whole. And then on the 21st, Juno, which is an asteroid of relationships, who has been in retrograde, will be going direct. Now, we're going to see a full moon next week, and we're also going to see Mercury go direct, who's been in retrograde since April 1st. So this week is not a preparation week, by the way. I'm not going to say this is a lead-up week at all. We're in the middle of action. We're in the middle of chaotic, frenetic, things are moving rather quickly type energy. This week could go by really fast. Last week was, I would also say, a week that went by very quickly. You know, that eclipse, some people didn't, I mean, I, from what I'm gathering information wise, a lot of people were getting physical downloads, having, you know, headaches, dizziness. Some people didn't, you know, there are people out there who didn't notice it at all. Some people looked at it symbolically on an energy scale. I know a lot of people were reporting that they did feel a change, or they were reflecting on changes in their life, or they were kind of working with rage or with sort of memories of the past and kind of bringing it to light for themselves. So this week, I want to note the aspects because they're quite important. So we're opening up the week on the 15th. Mercury, 19 degrees Aries, is conjunct Chiron at 19 degrees Aries. So we're opening up the week, and when we look back at April 8th eclipse, it was all about Chiron aligning in the sky with the sun and the moon in that total solar eclipse. Now, we're taking it a step forward with information. I think if I'm going to look at this week as a broad statement, I think there's a lot of truths being unveiled. I just happened to take a couple scan looks at Twitter today, or X, and I saw that Klaus Schwab, for example, was in the hospital, reported allegedly. And I want to say, it's things like that. It's these tidbits of information that are coming through. So I'm looking at things like, you know, with this Chiron-Mercury conjunction, Mercury is still retrograde. There's news coming back to us to help clear up a heart wound, heart chakra wound here. And this week is very heart and Venusian driven. I would say our theme of the week extends out from last week in a very pivotal way. So on the 16th, Mercury in Aries is semi-sextile Mars in Pisces. So they're both, if you think, right directly next to one another. It's either or. I mean, I think that Aries and Pisces energy with this total solar eclipse is really asking for a push and pull. And the way I want to kind of look at that is look at our waterways. Look at what's going on in the water. you know, with weather, wind weather off the water, things like that. Just kind of take note of that, because there is this dynamic between Mars still in Pisces and planets transiting the sign of Aries. So there's a dynamic between war and love, or the war on love, however you want to translate that in your mind, however that translates for you. I think it's also interesting that there was a lot of flooding, you know, over the around the world. In the U.S., there was flooding across, you know, the south, and up into kind of the northeast of the United States. And this weekend, there were several barges, I think like 26 barges that got loose and went down the Ohio River in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, I went on like kind of a deep dive in the rabbit hole and like found that these barge activity or these barge issues have been a reoccurring problem. But then when we're looking at something like the United States in general, which just went through a Pluto return, that Pluto return energy has not ended, even though Pluto is in the sign of Aquarius, we're still realigning with like what the infrastructure looks like within this territory. So I think it's very interesting what we're going to start to see as a pattern, and especially with this dynamic right now, this week, on a personal level, I do think that a lot of people are going to be coming to terms with matters of the heart, and this can be a week where there's breakups, breakthroughs, and also declarations of love. It can be looked at on so many levels. I do think the optimist inside of me is like, I do think this is a week for connecting to love on the highest level if we just see what the aspects are trying to do in the sky for us. If only from the most optimistic standpoint, we could see how much creativity is involved here. So April 17th, Venus at 15 degrees Aries is semi-sextile to Saturn and at 15 degrees Pisces. And so, and on the same day, Mars is semi-sextile to Chiron, as well as this beautiful conjunction between Venus and the North Node in Aries. So again, the 17th is taking forward a couple of stories, and I'm going to look at it this way. This is an energy of vulnerability. We also have the Sun semi-sextile to Neptune. The one transit that I really, really, our aspect on this day that I really want to circle is this Venus conjunct the North Node the day after we have an alignment with, or 2 days after the alignment with Mercury and Chiron. And I don't have my glasses on right now, so when I'm looking at the computer, apologies. But the conjunction between Venus and the North Node on the 17th, to me, is hope at the highest form and love and the highest value. Now, in the sign of Aries, like, Aries is a war sign, but if you know the Aries energy is this, like, pretty straightforward, truthful energy. And with that North Node, Venus, which is our heart chakra, our creative spark, this can be very sudden. This can be almost like, where did that come from? And that is another theme that we're seeing, you know, and I would see this play out 17th, 18th, 19th through the 20th, because there is a lot of, again, expect the unexpected this week. There's just so much happening here. And so I really love this alignment, because our North Node is kind of like our magnetic north, and this, in this case, is our transiting magnetic north for the collective. The next day is also poignant, because on the 19th, Mercury and Venus aligns at 17 degrees Aries. I'm not going to edit out all my stutters. We're going with the mistakes today. But this alignment is speaking from the heart. That is the legit translation of Mercury conjunct Venus. And Mercury, yes, will be going direct next week. But I think that this particular Mercury retrograde was really insightful. There's a lot of self-study that goes along with Aries because there is a mental health element to the sign of Aries, literally ruled by the head, although this can also be seen as being, like, very hard-headed and, like, stubborn. But we are heading into Taurus season as well, so. And then, it's true, and it's going to be on the same day that the Sun enters Taurus. We also have a Mars sextile to Jupiter on that day, which is really nice. It's really, like, friendly, kind, creative. Because Mars is in Pisces, watery sign. Jupiter, who's going to be experiencing conjunction the next day, and Taurus. So I really like that as well. And it's going to influence the next day as well. We also have this Mars sextile to Uranus. And this is going to be more apparent with the conjunction. So I'm going to skip forward through the semi-sextiles. But we do have a Saturn semi-sextile, the nodes. And the Sun in Taurus is square, semi-square to Saturn. But this is the aspect that we are looking towards, which is April 20th, 10:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Jupiter, 21 degrees of Taurus, is conjunct Uranus at 21 degrees of Taurus. This is probably one of the biggest aspects of the year. This is the aspect of 2024 that I can't predict everything. I can only look at the translation of the energy, the translation of the sign of Taurus, which is supposed to be stability. It's supposed to want to have a multitude of niceties, you know, luxuries. And our financial markets, you know, are bear and bull. So, you know, the New York City Stock Exchange, New York City's Manhattan chart is a Taurus. Now, I was also looking at international charts, and the state of Israel is also a Taurus. So I do think it's very interesting. And also New York City is a Venus-Sun conjunction. So, in Taurus. So I'm interested to see if this is, like, the week that we may look towards for any economic shifts. Now, we did see Saturn Uranus squares a couple years ago in December of 2021, where I'm looking at this as those squares were a foreshadowing to this conjunction. And the reason is Jupiter is fortune. Taurus, ruled by Venus, is financial, like, the love of money, the love of beauty, the love of creativity. So, on a personal level, the creative spark, the creative impetus could be flowing, because this is a big energy. You know, this is the energy of, like, boom, like, earthquakes, seismic energy, big tsunami type stuff. You know, volcanic activity. Obviously, I don't know if at 10:27 p.m. this could be, like, a big, you know, action, but astrologically, when I looked at this week, it's almost like you kind of have to, even though action is a theme of the week, it's almost like you're witnessing action, you're witnessing change, you're witnessing a shift, You're witnessing the evolutionary chapter of one era close and one era open while we are still in the eclipse portal. And to me, that is a poetic, it's just, you can't write this, and yet it's in the sky. Like, that's why I love astrology. We literally had a powerful eclipse, and this powerful eclipse wasn't even just this one, it was attached to several eclipses. You know, and then we're gonna reflect these back in the fall. So I think that there's so many ways to look at it. If you're an artist, if you feel compelled to do your art this week, this is such a good week to do it. You know, music, dancing, singing, writing, painting, you know, anything where you can get that creative force in a positive way, because yes, of course, there's so many things going on right now, and so many people are caught in the crossfires, but on a personal level, you are asked to also sit with your internal force, your life force energy. This is literally pure life force energy being I don't want to say ignited, because this is an earth sign, but you know, the sparks came through this week with all these conjunctions, you know, in Aries, you know, which is really freaking cool. It's almost like matches were lit that haven't been lit in a very long time. Mercury conjunct Chiron, Venus conjunct the North Node, Venus conjunct Mercury, and then we go, and then we change astrological seasons the day before this conjunction. I don't know. There is God. That's proof. To me, that's a proof that there is universe, God, goddess working and conspiring in our favor. So whatever the powers that be on this planet be trying us, we have astrology. We have these stars. We have these planets. We have this creative force. We have Mother Earth. I mean, Taurus is Mother Earth energy, that deep mother goddess love energy at the highest form. So I do think that this is going to be a really, really beautiful week. And then on the 21st, Venus is conjunct Chiron. So, there is a lot of heart energy. I do want to also note that the Sun will be square Pluto on the 21st as well. And depending on when I record the next episode, it may be in the middle of the trenches of that energy. Or it may be that I'm just giving you the heads up that on the, you know, we have a lot of processing to do with this as well. But I think what really will help us, because Sun square Pluto is not easy, but again, we're looking at how power is used for the better of a community, and how power is being hijacked by a certain small group of elites. So I think that this conjunction is going to make it real clear. If I'm going to predict this. If Klaus Schwab, I was thinking about this, one of two things, because I looked at his birthday, and I unfortunately, and I feel so sad, share a birthday with that asshole, right? He was born on March 30th. I will probably look at his chart, and I'll probably do a TikTok, but depending upon what happens with him, let me tell you, if something happens to that motherfucker, because if he went into the hospital, if it was just some sort of routine thing, that's fine. But if something happens, I was thinking, wouldn't it be amazing if, like, because the eclipse was, he's an Aries. So, like, the eclipse was literally, like, igniting his Aries energy. And I was like, what if he's in the hospital and has some sort of like spiritual awakening with the conjunction? And then he like leaves the hospital. He's like, we don't want bug protein. We don't want all this stuff. And it's like this great spiritual awakening. And like it really, like he literally becomes the antithesis of evil, which makes him like pure love. And then he like is like, oh my god. And he has like a come to universe sort of thing in the hospital. Or he just like melts and like ends up going into the ethers and who knows where, you know. And then he becomes like acid rain. Who knows? I'm just saying. That is something I want to keep tabs on this week. But I definitely want to look at his chart. And how sad. Like, Nancy Pelosi, I think, is like an Aries as well. And it's just like, what y'all be doing? Come on. Okay, so those are our aspects of the week. Enjoy this absolutely amazing conjunction alignment. I'm going to be on TikTok making like shorter form videos, but I just wanted to at least kind of get into the aspects since we have so many really cool conjunctions this week. Even just leading up to the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So take care. This is Christy. Trust your glitter with Happy Doggy.